covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Well, if you want to hide from the revelers and don't feel like trick-or-treating,
so it is. Be a good weekend to get out. You know, it's, I don't know. Isn't it scary movie time? Is that what happens this time of year? Scary movies? Goes on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a communications business, just for the record. Nodding, they don't hear you nodding.
Yeah. I think that there is, the Friday the 13th probably has a 42nd
installment. I don't know. We better ask our good friend Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas. Ron, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up, Steve? Hey, Shane. Sorry, no Friday the 13th 42 this week. you know what? It's Hollywood is not really making scary movies at Halloween time anymore, it doesn't seem like.
Why is that?
The Paranormal Activity thing did a little business last weekend, but...
But overall, they don't do, they've moved away from that. All right, so what's good this week, then?
Well, we got some big stars in some interesting-looking movies, and being in the communication business like you are, you might be interested in Truth. What Truth? In the news business? That's what Dan Rather found out the hard way, and that's Robert Redford playing Dan Rather, Cate Blanchett, his producer. They were the ones that took on then-President George W. Bush's military service. Remember, they got in a little trouble for that?
Yeah, the guy that, fabricating materials or wherever it came from. Yeah, you know who busted him on that? It was a font issue. They said, well, that font, that style, didn't exist back when these were supposedly made. And, technical error busted by the high tech. Some geek looking at that said, hey, that's not right. Anyhow, so it is. Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, interesting story, and getting the best reviews of any of the new movies out this weekend. So Truth, looking good. Also, another political drama, if you will. Our Brand is Crisis, Sandra Bullock and Billy Bob Thornton playing rival political strategists in a presidential election in Bolivia. What do you think of that one?
I like that one a lot. I've been watching that one a lot. First of all, I like her. I think she's terrific, and Billy Bob, come on. I mean, look at these. I mean, he's shaved clean as a cue ball, right? He just has that look about him, like he's just a little bit off.
Yeah, he's like James Carville, maybe.
Exactly.
The striking similarities there. And, yeah, I do love Billy Bob Thornton. I think he's a terrific actor, and he plays sort of that weaselly, greasy, political strategist type role fairly well. And reviews have been so-so for our Brand is Crisis. That's rated R. And then Bradley Cooper stars in the movie Burnt, which is a foodie comedy drama love story co-starring Sienna Miller. That, again, getting... dubious reviews, but everybody loves Bradley Cooper, and I like a good foodie movie, too.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, in fact, my wife wants to see that one. She likes that sort of thing, and we like Bradley Cooper as well. And Ivy said, I think we should see that one. I said, hey, if I can go to the movies with you, I'm cool. I'm good. I'm good to go.
I'm cool.
Exactly.
And,
I'd love to.
I missed it for the last couple of weeks, so I caught up with a couple movies like Bridge of Spies, which was fantastic, of course, starring Tom Hanks, directed by Steven Spielberg. I saw the Steve Jobs movie. That was very, very good. Michael Fassbender, he's going to get an Oscar nomination for that role. And then next week, the Hollywood holiday movie season kicks off with a bang. Spectre, the new James Bond movie. Be the first to see that next Thursday night, early shows of Spectre.
There you go. And The Martian's still doing well at the box office, right?
You know what, Steve? I think it'll be number one again. 4 out of the 5 weeks in October, I think Martian's got a chance. None of the late October movies doing much business at the box office, so we need a blockbuster. James Bond arriving just in time.
Yeah, I'll be honest, Ron, I don't pay much attention to James Bond movies. But that one really looks good to me. It really does. I like Land Rovers and Range Rovers, and the fact that the scene where they're coming through sideways with one of those four-wheel drive trucks, I'm thinking, oh, that's cool. I like that. Yeah, so I'm going to probably see that
one. Yeah, they spent a fortune making this new Bond movie, and it looks fantastic on the big screen. I did get a chance to see it. You're going to love it. The new Bond girl, everything looks great in this new James Bond movie.
All right, well, go wipe your mouth, Ron. I appreciate that. And you have a great weekend, my friend. Enjoy Halloween.
Will do. You too, guys. See you at the movies.
There you have it, everybody. Ron Van Timmeren. And, you know, I don't, I've never been a big fan of James Bond movies. I mean, for whatever reason, just never my thing. But the previews for this one looks, you know, pretty good to me. And there is a scene where I think it's a, must be a Land Rover. It's British Leyland. It's not a, you know, it's a Land Rover coming through sideways. An old, you know, the boxy one in the previews I've been watching. It's awesome.
Is it the old version?
It looks like it's the old box. I mean, it could be a newer one. You know, I don't own one, so it's hard for me to keep track of. But Our Brand is Crisis is probably the number one movie on my 2C list. Our Brand is Crisis, Sandra Bullock and Billy Bob Thornton down there in South America trying to win an election. So that's probably going to be my...
There's a couple other good actors in there. I can't think what the guy who's playing the candidate down there.
Anthony Mackie is the other guy. So there's some good stuff there. And then, you know, probably go see that movie. Now, still to come today, and I need to know, what did you say your costume was? You're going to be a what?
A dorky.
Not a minion?
Disco dancer.
And why?
Because go to Volunteers of America and get everything for about $3.
How to design on a dime for Halloween. Thank you, everybody. Shane will have his recipes up later on the show as well.
It worked.
fine. But we're going to talk about the offensive costumes out there. In fact, there are whole groups together at college campuses. We're talking about this at the top of the hour here. Is your costume insensitive? Universities are putting out counselors where you can call the hotline to find out if your costume is going to offend someone. And apparently, being Caitlyn, I mean, there's just no good time to be Caitlyn if you're going to do that. So that's one of the most offensive costumes, apparently. Dressing up as any sort of a native person anywhere from the planet, completely inappropriate, I'll just tell you right now.
They're putting up posters on campuses. Says Halloween checklist, is your costume offensive? And it has a list of criteria.
And we'll find out what that criteria is from different universities, because we don't want to think too. We don't want to think too much. We'll do the thinking for you and tell you what's offensive. Straight ahead on this Free-for-All Friday edition of the Steve Gruber Show.